into the siren call of the horizon. But there are other voices, Silla's murmur, his brow furrowing, laughter, cruel and mocking, the glint of steel in starlight. A sense of foreboding swept Servina, a clammy dread seeping into her bones. Desperate for more, she pressed him, but the whisper weaver fell into the ear silence, as if the echoes had abruptly retreated. With a heavy heart, Servina departed, the ivory comb clutched against her aching chest. Her determination hardened to a cold resolve. Julian was out there, alive, or she refused to let her mind venture to that terrible end. She would charter a ship, hire a crew, and follow the whispers Silas had Glen. The voyage was an ordeal of storm-tossed sea and salt-stung winds. More than once, Servina questioned her sanity. This relentless pursuit of whisper and spectral vision. But amidst the tempest, the fragile thread of hope kept her from unraveling things. Landfall came on a desolate isle, barely more than Jug took of rock chuttling from the roiling sea. Following the phantom map laid out in her memory, she trekked inland, the air thundering, with the oppressive energy that tightened around her, like a strangler's noose. Finally, she stumbled upon it, a half-concealed cave, its entrance a gaping maw, within it the flickering lights cast by hastily lit torches. A gruesome scene unfolded. A beached wreck of splintered timbers, a makeshift camp, now picked into clean by scavengers. And there, gleaming amidst the wreckage, was Julian's comb. Grief washed over her, so vast and desolated,